Complications of State, written by Murfilly, read by Raven. Summary, a quick look at how it was for Diana and her career in the face of her mother's. Since Starfleet had integrated away from being a human-only environment, there had been ambassadors, sons, and daughters serving aboard her vessels. Some argued it was a greater show of commitment from the member worlds. Others swore it was merely a sign of jockeying among the races to show themselves off in a better light. With matters in such a state, there had been reservations over Diana Troy's admittance. Lexwana had not made it easier. Yet, in the end, Diana realized something about all her mother's interferences and arrivals on her duty stations. They were as much about reminding Diana that she was still Lexwana's little one, as about keeping herself and her world in the public eye. It was years and years, though, after the wedding, that Diana learned her mother had put a bug in the ear of an admiral over that posting to the Enterprise. For all the antagonism between mother and husband, Lexwana had seen that her daughter's Imzadi was necessary to her daughter's happiness. Diana kept her new knowledge to herself, though, holding her son, for she knew her mother would say that she had hoped to see her familiarity breed contempt. Diana knew better from experience. The end. Thanks for listening.